99.7 DJX, Ben and Kelly, and comedian Jeff Dunham.
Hey.
Good to talk to you again, man. Of course, you're going to be here in Louisville April 19th, your big Jeff Dunham tour.
I am. It's just around the corner. Not really, but tickets go on sale, so what the heck? We're on the radio. Yay.
Hey, it's right around the corner. Well, not actually. Right around the corner.
That's fun.
Nah, but I appreciate y'all having me on. Yeah, I'm coming back to town, and it's going to be fun. And I've been there many times in Louisville, so what the heck. But, you know, as you guys know, the world today is slightly different than it was yesterday or the day before or a year ago.
Right.
So as a comedian, and then you guys know as radio folks, you really have to watch what you talk about and how you talk about it, because otherwise you're going to tick off half your audience, right?
Understood.
Absolutely, yes.
So as a stand-up comic, it's like, what can you joke about without offending half the crowd or making angry half the crowd politically?
Yeah.
So I, you know, when I come to town in April, I'm going to have all my guys, Peanut, Walter, Jose, Jalapeno on a Stick, Ahmed the Dead Terrorist, Bubba J. But I've only tried this new guy out a couple of times, but by the time I get to Louisville in April, it should be ironed out. And then I do reserve the right to yank him at any time out of the show, however. But this new guy, and again, I can't go left, I can't go right.
I understand.
I kind of got to go down the middle.
Yes.
You can take this however you want.
Yes.
But this new guy is going to be the very nervous personal advisor to President Trump in the White House.
I love everything. This is fantastic. Is there any jalapeno on a stick in there at all?
Oh, yeah. Jose's going to be there as well, of course. Jose will be there. Yeah, and that's another thing. The Jose jalapeno on a stick. Who am I offending there? Where I'm offending people on sticks and jalapenos, I guess. I'm not
obviously.
Sure.
Obviously.
Listen, he's always been one of my faves.
Thanks. This new guy, he's more like a cross between, well, think about it. What kind of pressure would you be under to be the personal advisor to President Trump, a guy who probably really doesn't listen to anybody, and that's why he got elected. But this guy has to be advising him on everything that he does. So he's pretty much a cross between Don Knotts being very, very nervous and a guy who wants to kill himself, I'm pretty sure.
What, Jeff Dunham, is he there now? I mean,
no. I'm. You know, this is one of those things where, you know, Walter and I have been together, Peanut and I have been together for, boy, I can't do math, since about 1987, both of those guys, 86, 87.
Uh-huh.
So I know those guys really well. When I create a new character, he has to become part of me or come out of me. And so this guy and I have not really spent a lot of time together, so I don't really know his exact voice yet. I don't know his name. All I'm saying is, by April, it'll be well-fleshed. So no, you can't talk to him, because I don't even know who this guy is yet.
So, Jeff Dunham, we're literally in bit creation right now.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Wow. Do you think there's going to be any infighting between Walter and this new guy? Because Walter, you know, he doesn't take any crap.
No, that's true. And Walter and Ahmed have not gotten along for various reasons over the years. And it is,
Understood.
He doesn't get along with anybody.
Right. Jeff Dunham, April 19th, KFC Yum Center. Can't wait to see you again. And
just to hold you over, you got the Netflix special out there right now, Relative Disasters, so you can get your fill.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. It's our first time on Netflix. I've been doing Comedy Central for years. They were very good to me. I was very good to them, et cetera, et cetera. But we went on to NBC, had a special 2 years ago, and now on to Netflix. And man, oh man, Netflix is like, you can't beat that. It's just, you know, you can look at it anytime you want. And great. It's really, really fun.
Jeff, if Walter could begrudgingly tell people to listen to the show, do you think
what would that sound like?
Hold on. Walter, come here. I told him this morning I did not want to do radio, and now you guys want me to tell you folks to listen to your stupid show? Fine. What do you want me to say? I don't care. Yay, it's the greatest. Here it is. Okay, so what do you actually call the station when you do your little jingle thingy? What do you call it?
99.7 DJX.
Okay, 99. That's really cute. It's, you know, it sticks in my head. 99.7 DJX. Okay, here we go. Ready? Okay. Hey, it's Jeff Dunham and Walter. I'm actually Walter. Whenever we're in Louisville, we always listen to 99.7 DJX. We've been to town once.
Jeff Dunham, Walter. Oh. Jose Jalapeno and a Stick, Bubba, Ahmed the Dead Terrorist, all those guys. Hey, we can't wait to see you, man. Thank you.
Appreciate the time. We'll see y'all soon.